It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I just want to wrap up the conversation about Glenn Taylor real quickly before we get to Slink proper. We're going to get him in the building here in the next minute or so. But the, you know, with regards to Glenn Taylor, and I'm 100% appreciative of everything that he's done for the state of Minnesota with regards to professional basketball. I'm not going to hold every single thing definitively that went wrong for this team throughout all the years that he owned it, from a basketball side perspective. He made some bad hires. He's got to own that. But in terms of if you're talking about an owner that spent money, wanted to do right by the fan base, never did things on the cheap, you have to understand that he wanted the best for us. Now, he's not the only owner in the NBA that spent money and was not able to win a championship or get to a championship. I mean, look at Ballmer. What have the Clippers won? Clippers haven't won a damn thing. But everybody loves Steve Ballmer, right? So I think that we all have to understand with Glenn Taylor that I feel like we should be appreciative. Doesn't mean he was the best. He definitely was not the worst. And a funny text that I got from columnist from the Minnesota Star Tribune, Lavelle Neal, about Matt and Little Falls' text about expansion. Lavelle says this to that listener: the NBA wants expansion fees. They don't want to pay relocation fees, and it would take at least 5 and maybe 10 years to bring an expansion team here because expansion fee would be $1 billion. That's expansion fee. Now, he's going to, according to the deal that they had, A-Rod and Lori are going to get the team for $1.5 billion, which is a good deal for them now, right? Because of the fact that the Minnesota Timberwolves are worth a lot more now. They're worth a lot more now. So I wish Glenn Taylor nothing but the best here in the future. And he just knew that once the arbitration situation occurred and he lost out on that, that it was over. That you shouldn't be appealing anything, that you shouldn't be struggling to try to, you know, regain a grasp or a hold of this, that it was time to move on and go ahead and finalize that transaction. So the drama is over. It is now just up to the Board of Governors to go ahead and rubber stamp and give that final approval, and we pretty much feel like that indeed is going to be the case. All right, so A-Rod and Lori, I'm sure that once everything in the transaction is totally done and it's over with, that they are going to be, because I know that they are celebrating probably right now, but we'll see what they have to say publicly about all of this as we move forward. Now, and I think that once Michael Bloomberg became a part of their group, I think there's no question that I think that the NBA looked and they said, you know what, maybe they did have enough money eventually, but now these other individuals that are part of their group have really kind of taken them next level and pushed them over the top. So congratulations to A-Rod. Congratulations to Mark Lori. Clearly, not last year, but the year before, I did the podcast with A-Rod about the ownership group and being a part of Minnesota and what it means to him. And he just loves the NBA. And I saw him the other night. He was at the game in which we had the brawl on Sunday night at Target Center. I wouldn't necessarily call it a brawl, but the melee or whatever you want to call it. And it was funny because courtside that night, too, also was Glenn Taylor. Glenn and Becky were courtside as well, and so it was kind of interesting to see them. Now, they weren't by the big ruckus. Oh, come on in. They got your headsets right there. They got your headsets right over there. So it was funny to see all of the owners in the building with regards to everything that happened on the NBA situation that night. All right, let's see. You good to go? Can Slink? Can you hear us?
I can hear you perfectly. Good and sound loud and clear.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm good.
Lakes.
I'm glad.
Land of the Lakes.
You run a little late, but but it's all good, man.
It's not me.
It's your crew.
It's them.
My man said, "But what's up, man?"
Oh, man, I've been good, man.
You good?
I just came back from training, just came back from sparring. I didn't know how my lip was going to look over here. So I was like, damn.
What happened? Somebody bust you up?
Man, they bust me up, but then I got to bust them up. And then when I bust them up, it's over. It's over.
All right, Slink Proper's in the building. He has arrived. This is his third time, I think, you've been on WCCO, right?
Yeah,
you've been here multiple times.
Yeah,
you came through the first time we met, connected, genuine guy. Both talented, not only in boxing, but also in music.
Man,
I love your music.
Love, bro.
And then he came back. He blessed us with the T-shirts.
Uh-huh.
And then
I'm surprised y'all ain't wearing the T-shirts. I got to get y'all another one. You lost it.
No,
I'll get you another one.
I got mine, but it was snowing today, bro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've outgrown mine.
That's a fact. You ain't lying. Don't worry. I'm going to get you. Are you guys coming to the fight?
Oh, I'm coming to the fight.
Next Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, your T-shirts will be ready.
I'll be back in town. I'm going to be out of town for the Royals Twin Series, mm-hmm. which is in Kansas City next week. But I'll be in town in plenty of time next Saturday night, April the 12th, is when it'll all go down at the MIFF. So let's talk about that. So for the listening audience, let everybody know what's happening April the 12th at the MIFF. It's called the Battle of the Badges?
Yeah, Battle of the Badges. I'm headlining the Battle of the Badges.
Okay.
This is a joint promotion with Proper Promotions, my own promotional company I started, and Element. And you already know Element is a staple. I've been with Element since the beginning of my career. So Element and Proper Promotions. Proper Promotions and Element, we will be throwing this event live. It's fireworks. Y'all all got to be out there. This is a big one.
All right, so it's going to be at the MIFF. About how many fights can we expect? And you are the headliner, so you'll be the headline fighter. But uh-huh. do you know roughly about how many fights potentially?
Oh, it's going to be like 13 fights.
Okay,
so and it's going to be interesting because you guys are going to be able to see the Minnesota Police Departments fighting the Minnesota Fire Departments, fighting the EMTs. Let's see who the strongest first responder.
And this is a fundraiser. This is a fundraiser for charity.
This is a fundraiser for charity. But you have to remember the tickets do cost. Tickets do cost, ladies and gentlemen, because we're getting beat up for you guys, okay? There's not many people in the world that'll sit there, take money from you, and get punched in the face for it. Trust me.
All right, so the particulars are Saturday, April the 12th, doors open at 6. Mm-hmm. It is called the Twin Cities Battle of the Badges Charity, mm-hmm. a charity event supporting first responders facing hardship with a focus on identifying and assisting those in need within the Twin Cities community. Mm-hmm. And I love supporting both firefighters and police officers because mm-hmm. last year was not a good year.
Yeah.
We know that there were several instances in which both firefighters and police officers unfortunately lost their lives in the line of fire. Mm. But this is a way of you giving back.
Yeah, this is a way of me giving back. And, you know, I came from the opposite side of the law when I was younger. And now, you know what I mean, I try to work with them to make them understand where people are coming from and the situation that I was back then.
Yeah.
And the understanding between both makes both of them understand that we're more alike each other than different.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. How long you been boxing?
Oh, I've been boxing a long time.
All right.
I've only turned pro 5 years ago.
All right, so how much different are you as a fighter now than maybe you were 3 years ago? And the reason why I ask that is because we've stayed in touch. You fought Muhammad Ali's grandson.
Yes, sir.
And there was some shenanigans with that.
Oh, my God.
Because I hit you up about that and all that stuff, whatever.
Yeah, and
I watched the fight. But how much have you grown from the adversity of maybe things not necessarily going your way into this point right now?
Well, you know, the first time, as you know, I won.
Yep.
I beat him, and that was the number one trending thing in the world that Sunday. And then when I went back to fight him just about 8 months ago, that was in Miami, Florida.
Yep.
You know, and they gave him the decision. I thought I beat him worse than the first time, you know. And, you know, it's politics of boxing, but I'm waiting for that trilogy, and I want that trilogy to happen here in Minnesota under proper promotions. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So you feel like you're a better fighter now than you were when you fought him last?
For sure. But when I fought him last, I was a good fighter then as well. Maybe mm-hmm. I didn't. I should have been savage like I was. By the second round to on, I won everything. You know, for the third round, I think when I got knocked down.
Yep.
I got knocked down, got back up, and I felt that fury back in me. And then he was just scared the whole time. He was running away, and then he dislocated his shoulder.
Yep.
Then when he dislocated his shoulder in the last round, I thought I had already won. I'm not the type to beat a man while he's down when I can beat you at your best.
Let me ask you, let's stay on the topic of politics. I think that that's the number one thing that people think about when they think about boxing. Like, there's some phenomenal boxers, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of phenomenal boxers. But the politics of it in terms of, like, name recognition and just people looking at scorecards and feeling like it's not consistent, how do you think boxing needs to address that and get past that?
Man, they really should have the fans judge, the people in the crowd judge. Because when I started, for example, this is why, when I started fighting Nico Ali, everybody with the whole crowd, Ali,
yep.
They had at the place that the fight was at, they had a whole Muhammad Ali convention the night before. So you already know people are going to stay inside to see his legacy fight. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
And by the end of the fight, and they announced his name, the whole crowd was booing. The whole crowd was booing. They erased it. You can't even find it anywhere. But I got it. I got it on my phone.
Yeah.
I still got it, and everybody else still got it. And it actually raised my status higher because people were so upset at the outcome. After the fight, I went to the club. He went to the hospital. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All I heard in the club, man, you did it. You beat him. I don't care. We got videos of this. You know, so the people really say what it is. But they say that the average person watching boxing doesn't know boxing. So they don't trust them.
Yeah.
But how are you not going to trust somebody that can see somebody getting beat up?
You trust your eyes.
You trust your eyes sometimes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And even if it wasn't, it's like, get the trilogy on in. Let's find out for sure.
Yeah. We're talking to Sling Proper in studio, Lake Show, News Talk, 830 WCCO. Who are you fighting on the 12th?
I am fighting Antoine Ellison. He's a slick boxer from Milwaukee.
Okay.
He has a lot of experience.
He's from Milltown.
Milltown. You know what I mean? You know they don't play out there. So it's going to be a firework fight. We're going to have some fun. Let's do it. I can't wait till you guys see it. I can't tell you much. Like I say before, come out and see it. Come out and enjoy yourself. Let's see.
All right, so outside of what you've been doing in the ring, what else been taking up your time? You've been still putting out music?
Oh, you know that. I have a whole new thing coming out. It's called High Frequency Sundays. We actually have a whole new sound. I can't wait to show you guys. I just can't wait. And if you look online right now, you'll see some snippets of High Frequency Sunday. And you know, I don't like to bring up other sites or other people, but you'll see us on Fox 9 about next week.
Mm-hmm.
But you already know when you hear it here first.
What you know about Fox 9? I know a lot of Box 9. You need to check me tomorrow. My latest Henry Lake 101 episode with Kent Herbeck.
Okay.
Home opener, Minnesota Twins.
Streams
tomorrow. So be on the lookout for that. Mm-hmm. All right. You got the music going. Mm-hmm. You've got the Battle of the Badges coming up on April the 12th. Mm-hmm. Anything else you want the people to know about you?
Man, I want the people to know that during all of this, I'm CEO of a whole promotional company now.
Mm-hmm.
And the promotional company is Proper Promotions. I had to switch my boxing is it's an interesting sport when it comes to the business side. You'll find out late sometimes. Sometimes you find out early. I just found out late. You know what I'm saying? It's okay. You know what I mean? Because we're here now. Better late than never. That's what
you grow and you learn.
Yeah, that's a fact.
And ownership is a big thing, and I figured that out too. I'm a lot older than you are, but as you grow and as you learn and you just try to kind of reinvent yourself, that's part of the journey, man, of being here is that you're going to learn a whole lot of life lessons and be able to look at other people and learn from others too. That's a big thing too.
Yes, bro.
And when I say learn from others, I'm talking about not just learn from elders and people that are older than you. Mm-hmm. We can learn from young people.
That's a fact, bro. That's a fact. And thinking about young people, I'm wearing a young person's clothing brand right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, man, you like 14 years old making this $300 sweatshirt perfect, he's like, man, just push me. I'm like, for sure, man, I'm gonna wear it on WCCO with Harry Lay. Already know. And he was very appreciative of it. And I love to see young people doing stuff, because I have a youngin myself, but of course I had to fight for my son, what I mean? So, but that's my everything. My son is, for those fathers out there fighting for the kids, just keep going, man, keep going.
Yep.
Because they appreciate it and they respect it and they know, let them know.
All right, so let's take a quick break. And we'll come back. I want to wrap up and ask you a couple of more questions. Is that cool?
Yeah, of course.
All right, we're hanging out with Slink Proper here on The Good Neighbor.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
All right, welcome back to the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. This is my type of music right here, a little Nasty Nas, back from Illmatic way back in the days. We got Slink Proper in studio.
Oh, yeah.
Slink, it's interesting because you are somebody that musically, mm-hmm. you can rap and sing. Yeah, like, have you always been that way? And if you had to pick between the two, what would you rather do? That's kind of a tough question, though.
I like to say I'm a musician, and I've been doing it so long, you guys, that I can do both very well and at the highest level. Except singing. Singing, I can't do it, but my melodies are just, it's really nice, which you'll see on High Frequency Sundays. It's a very new thing. But, I'm a lyrical assassin. You already know that. That's a fact. So I would say both, every time, both.
All right, so let me ask you, with music and boxing and so many other things that you want to do in your life, you have your own promotion now.
Yeah.
Where do you see yourself 2 years from now?
Well, as of right now, I'm signed to Gas. I'm signed to a label. I'm signed to Grade A Sounds. I'm the CFO of Grade A Sounds. CEO is Gabriel Commercial Roofing. Shout out to Isaac. But where I see is being further in my endeavors, further than I already am. And I want to put Minnesota on a place that people would want to come to see a highlight like Slink, you know. And I want to be international because I'm originally African. So I definitely want to bring boxing to Africa with proper promotions and have Africans come, because we're not very respected in the boxing world. You know, so it's like I'm trying to bring that respect to us. Yeah, and as far as music, it's a part of me. So, you know, they always say do what you love, you know, and I love doing music, you know, and I love fighting. I love boxing, too. So as long as I keep doing what I love and stay consistent at both, the success is inevitable.
What, one of the things that you touched on a little bit earlier was your son.
And you
talk about being a provider, and I know, just knowing you, I know that's your world.
Oh, that's everything to me.
But that's everything to you. Like, does he get into it?
Oh, well, yeah. Yano box. He's 8 years old. He just got old enough to compete, but he's already sparring.
Your kid's already boxing?
Oh, he's already boxing.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I was curious because it's funny, and I don't know the entire dynamic, so maybe if you know, you can kind of fill in the gaps. Mm-hmm. But I've seen a video of Floyd Mayweather Jr., and his grandson, is his grandson by NBA Youngboy?
Yeah, NBA Youngboy and his daughter.
Yep. So I've seen video of the little kid. I don't even know. Is he like two or something like sparring and stuff like that?
Does
your kid like to spar or something like that?
Oh, yeah. My kid spars right now every Thursday.
Okay.
Every single Thursday. So he'll be sparring tomorrow, you know? And
I just kind of find that dynamic interesting because my friend Caleb Truex.
Oh, yeah. You know, I love Caleb. Yeah.
Caleb's a
Caleb,
good dude.
My guy.
And he's got a younger son, too. And I can totally see it right now. I can see, like, you know, you having a son that boxed. Yep. I can see Caleb's son end up boxing. It just seems like with boxing, it's always in the bloodlines.
Oh, yeah. You know, because, you know, the father, whatever the father does, usually the son will pick it up. Especially if it's a son, you know.
Yeah.
You want to raise your son the best as possible. You want to show him the pitfalls that you make to avoid so he doesn't have those things. You know what I mean? Like, I really am a strong believer. I don't want to be I'm really a strong believer in picking the right companions with you. You know what I mean? Because you can get the wrong companion and be in a fight for custody for your own child. You know what I mean? And that's unfortunate. So yeah, I don't want him to go through these same things that I went through. So I'm here to make sure that he doesn't.
Yeah.
Make sure, bro. Make sure.
All right, so the last thing, April the 12th, Battle of the Badges, Saturday, April the 12th, I just mentioned that. Doors open at 6. You're the headliner of about a dozen or so fights. Mm-hmm. What's the main thing people need to understand and know about you when you get ready to get in the ring that night?
Hey, fireworks. I've never not had an exciting fight. So it does. If you want to see something exciting, especially something that you haven't seen, because a lot of people haven't seen boxing matches. Of course, the normal fans that usually come out to my fights and pack, they know.
Yeah.
But if you haven't, come check it out. I guarantee you. Or your refund back. I guarantee you fireworks. Let's get it, you guys. Next week. Saturday.
And they don't even need a refund because it's going to a great cause. Supporting first responders.
Fact. But, hold me on that. Yeah, thanks.
All right, it's the Battle of the Badges charity, Saturday, April the 12th. Doors open at 6. at The Myth in Maplewood. Be there or be square. All right, coming up next, and great job, man.
Thank you.
I appreciate you, Slink.
Thank you.
Slink
Thank
Proper
you.
In studio. We'll get back to the Minnesota Twins, and we'll do that next after weather on The Lake Show. I think the Minnesota Twins fans should be prepared for the roller coaster. And I say that not to make excuses for the Minnesota Twins, but I think that that's just going to be the reality of the 2025 season. The AL Central Division, the favorites going into the season, the betting favorites, by Vegas standards, are the Minnesota Twins. Now, when you think about the teams from last year positioned to make some noise, we would think what? The Guardians? We would think Detroit? We would think the Kansas City Royals, okay? The Royals have... You can make the case that the Royals have the best player in a division, and I wouldn't dispute that. We would look at Bobby Witt Jr. and say he's the best player in the division. I quite frankly thought that it should have been closer between him and
Aaron Judge
last year for MVP. I thought he should have got more votes than he did, but the bottom line is he came in second to Aaron Judge. Bobby Witt Jr. is phenomenal. Now, I think that there are some questions, because let's talk about the division here, this segment. Twins win earlier today 6-1 over the White Sox. Everybody in the division is 2-4. Do I believe that the Twins will win a division? Yes. Because I think from top to bottom, they're the best team. But the best team doesn't always win. And Bobby Witt Jr. is good enough to take the Royals into a situation where they're the best team in the division. They also have a future Hall of Famer in Salvador Perez, who still hasn't dropped off yet. All right, and they've got other pieces. Pasquantino last year, if he didn't get hurt, maybe in that, and remember, because he was out for about a month or so before the postseason started, that negatively impacted the Royals.
I do like the Jonathan India pickup too from Cincinnati. I really like that.
So when I look at the Royals, I think that they're probably better than what most people want to give them credit for. And I know that they don't have Brady Singer anymore, and he's with the Cincinnati Reds, but we'll see how things shake out. Now, from a pitching perspective, though, Tarik Skubal is a monster. He's a monster.
Well, there's a reason he's the reigning defending Cy Young Award winner.
Yeah, he's a monster. So whenever you have that guy that's opposite you, Detroit's going to have a chance. And Detroit, I think, was the team of all the teams in the division that surprised.
Yes, very much. Because, you know, Terry Torkelson and, they're two top prospects. Actually spent time, Kerry Carpenter, their two top prospects, actually spent time in the minor leagues last year. So they had some of their lesser heralded prospects that may have overachieved last year. But I think when you have that overachieving combined with Tarik Skubal, it was the perfect combination. And really, there was talk about Skubal being, you know, somebody that was going to be acquired by a major market team at the trade deadline before the Tigers started to catch a little bit of fire. So I don't know. I thought a couple years ago that the Tigers would have been more of a formidable opponent. Last year, I didn't see that coming. This year, I don't know what to expect.
Now, the Chicago White Sox won't be as bad as they were last year, but I think that we can agree on this. The White Sox are still the worst team in the division, correct?
Correct, yes.
No disputing that.
No disputing that.
Okay, so who's the second worst team?
I could make the case for the Tigers. I could make the case for the Tigers. You know, as of what we're seeing right now, because I just don't know that their young talent, they have to continue to ascend. These guys need to continue to take the next step. I think the Javi Baez contract is a massive albatross for them.
Yeah, I just, when I look at this division, this is how I think it shakes out. I think it shakes out with the Twins in first place. I think that the Royals end up in second because it's more so about Bobby Witt Jr. And then their best pitcher last year was
Cole Ragans?
Cole Reagan, yes. He was good.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see how things kind of shake out with the rest of their roster. Because at some point you think Salvi's going to slow up.
I mean, that's the advantage. That's the advantage, though, of having gone from catcher to first base and now being able to DH.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there are some guys later in their career they can't handle the transition to DH. And if he can handle that and he's okay with it, I think that until he starts to fall off, and if he does, you're just hoping that, you know, if you're Kansas City, it's a slow decline. Because some of these guys, hot, and then it's like they fall off a cliff at a moment's notice.
Yeah. So the other thing that I did want to mention, getting back to the Twins, just in terms of what they're doing right now, the one concern that I have, and I'm not saying it's going to happen, but there's one concern that I have about somebody that had a phenomenal year last year, and that is Bailey Ober. In order for the Twins to continue to be a team that's viewed as a contender, okay, and when I say contender, I'm not talking about necessarily for the World Series. I'm talking about in terms of winning this division and then maybe taking the next step in the postseason, is that Bailey Ober has to have no regression. I'm looking at the Twins and hoping that either Wallner or Larnick or somebody takes the next step offensively. But from a pitching perspective, Bailey Ober cannot regress. Bailey Ober and what he did last year was a surprise.
Well, I think in terms of Larnick and Wallner, I've been pleasantly surprised early with Matt Wallner. And considering the team scored 6 runs in the first 4 games, just in terms of his ability to get on base, you know, via the base on balls. I've been impressed with that. Trevor Larnick is, I feel like he's matured, or he's shown that he is capable of maturing just by hitting the ball the opposite way, not getting out in front of pitches. And, you know, because sometimes guys with a ton of power, they like to pull the ball. They like to just try and, you know, launch, pull it, you know, rattle the walls at Target Field. I think Trevor Larnick, if he can stay disciplined, those two guys can, you know, they can take the next step. I'm not so much concerned about Bailey Ober, because last year against Kansas City, game one, he got rocked. Game one this year against St. Louis, whether or not he was sick, whether or not that played a part in it, I'm not too concerned about that.
You think that what we saw last year is who he is? I'm not saying it's not, but my point is he can't be worse than that. He was a good pitcher last year. He can't regress, is my point.
Well,
we don't have a lot of depth in our starting rotation.
No, well, I think, though, that the depth that you've got are David Festa and Zebby Matthews. Those are the two guys that I think are probably going to be the first. Because I think one thing that really kind of hurt the Twins last year was trying Louis Varland in the starting rotation.
That's not depth, Chris. Those guys are not in the rotation right now.
No, but they are there in St. Paul where they should have been last year. Those guys were brought up to the major, especially like Zebby Matthews and the way that he just vaulted through the minor league system. Those guys right now, to get that seasoning, are better off in St. Paul. But if you've got...
But I'm talking about depth at the big league level.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
We don't have depth at the big league level.
Well, you're not gonna carry like 7 or 8 starting pitchers. Like when you're talking about depth, what do you mean when you're talking about depth?
I'm talking about talented guys in your starting rotation. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about going and grabbing guys from your minor league affiliate. Like, do the LA Dodgers have depth? Of course they do. Like there are other organizations out there that have depth. Saying that you're grabbing some minor leaguers is not saying I'm talking about strictly on your big league roster. Chris Paddock ain't good.
Yeah, but you're not gonna carry an extra, unless you're gonna go to a 6-man rotation. You're not gonna carry an extra guy.
I'm not talking about a 6-man
rotation. So I mean, I'm not sure which when you're talking about depth at the major league.
I'm talking about the level of quality talent. From your first starter to your last starter. That's what I'm talking about. You got a bona fide Pablo Lopez. You got Joe Ryan. And you throw in Bailey Ober. And then you got question marks.
Yeah. I think those three are... I think you've got those three. But I don't think the Twins are unlike a lot of teams that do have questions with their depth. I mean, if you have three quality starters... I think you're better than half of Major League Baseball. And I know that's going to, you know, raise some eyebrows, but I think if you look at, you know,
what's going to raise some eyebrows?
Well, you're not going to have
you're questioning your own statement.
Well, no, but I'm not saying for me. I mean, the Twins have three very good starting pitchers, and I think if you would ask most teams in Major League Baseball outside of the Yankees, outside of the Dodgers, you know, outside of the Phillies, outside of these major, major market teams that spend tons and tons and tons of money, they're going to say, if we have 3 out of the 5 guys that we can count on to give us quality starts, and then we have to roll the dice or, you know, kind of a couple unknowns, they would take that.
I think that we have 3 good starting pitchers. It's not a fact, though. I don't think that's a fact. That's an opinion. Bailey Ober.
It's absolutely an opinion, but I don't think it's a wrong opinion. Yeah, I don't think it's an incorrect opinion.
I'm not saying that, but there's a difference between an opinion and a fact. Joe Ryan, I expect to take the next step. Maybe he will, maybe he won't.
Joe Ryan is the guy, and I've said this. I think I said it last week too. I think that Joe Ryan, you know, for my money, has the best stuff and has the highest upside on this entire staff. I think when it comes down to it, if there's a guy that you would put out there that's like, hey, we need the guy who's got the best overall arsenal, I would take Joe Ryan over Pablo, over Bailey. I mean, that's just where I would. But Pablo Lopez right now is your number one guy.
Just no question.
Kind of based on default, you know.
Yep.
And I mean, Ace is subjective, but I think if you've got three...
No, I don't think it's by default. I think he's earned that.
He has, but I don't think he's an ace like most people would consider an ace. I think he's an ace.
I agree with
because
that.
Because we
he's
need
our
it.
Ace.
He's our ace. And we want to say we've got an ace, and it's Pablo Lopez.
Yep. All right, so we'll take a break. We'll come back. We've got headlines, and then we're done right here on The Lake Show. We got like 4 more minutes left of the show, so we are going to fly through headlines this evening.
Yes, let's get to it. H. Lake, Minnesota Republican senators voted against a resolution condemning President Donald Trump's sweeping pardons of January 6th insurrectionists. Democrats unanimously backed the resolution, passing it along party lines with their 2-vote majority. Resolution is a statement by the legislative body and has no impact on Minnesota laws or agencies. It did, however, put Republicans in an uncomfortable position, forcing them to take a position on the pardons, which were largely opposed by the American public, especially pardons for rioters who were convicted of assaulting police officers. 22 Republicans voted against the resolution, with 10 GOP senators abstaining.
I don't want to hear anything about back to blue anymore. If you are voting against this resolution, how can you say that you're backing the blue? How can you say that? To me, this is not pro-law enforcement. It isn't. I'm sorry. Anyway.
Yeah. I hear this, and you've got a Republican senator, Glenn Gruhag from Glencoe, talking about, Tim Walz's comments about Tesla stock. He said, anytime that an elected official stands up and tries to affect the value of the stock, be it positive or negative, that's an inappropriate action, even though Republicans for years have been decrying the woke corporations like Disney, Target. And it's all about making sure you stay in Donald Trump's good graces, which drives me nuts because the hypocrisy, yeah. It's astounding. Hey, last night, the highly, highly publicized Supreme Court race in Wisconsin, it was won by the Democrat and Crawford. Susan Crawford won the. She defeated Republican-backed Brad Skimmel in a race that broke records for spending, with the highest turnout Wisconsin Supreme Court election ever. Became a proxy fight for the nation's political battles. Now, Trump, Elon Musk, and other Republicans lined up behind Schimmel, a former state attorney general, Democrats, including former President Barack Obama, and billionaire mega donor George Soros, backed Crawford.
Oh, boy. Elon Musk. I think more than anything, this was the people of Wisconsin giving the middle finger to Elon Musk and saying, stop meddling in our affairs. Seriously, I think that was him butting his nose in all of this helped out the Democrats.
Yeah, I think this was a referendum on Elon Musk.
It was.
I do. Hey, Hooters, the restaurant chain first known for its orange-clad all-female waitstaff, then its chicken wings filed for bankruptcy, but the decades-old brand said it wasn't going anywhere. Now, they plan to sell all of its 100 company-owned restaurants to franchise groups to operate Hooters locations in Tampa and Chicago. Now, it may end up meaning that they close some locations during their bankruptcy, but they say they are going to go back to what made Hooters successful.
All right, so listen, I think that we all missed the commercials with Dick Vitale and the Hooters girls.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm going to do, I raise my hand and I promise this to everybody out there listening.
A Hooters run?
That this summer, when I'm out at NBA Summer League,
okay.
I will, and I'll take pictures, make sure that I go and have some wings at Hooters. For
yeah.
dinner at NBA Summer League.
Well, yeah.
I will do my best to help stimulate the American economy.
You will do your best to stimulate that economy, and you're gonna be the man taking pictures at Hooters. Yeah, they need to go back to popcorn, shrimp, and trivia. Huh?
They need help.
Well, you know what?
I'm going to do my part,
you're
man.
You're a man of the people, Lake.
I'm a patriot. I'm going to do my part.
USA. USA.
USA. USA. Wings and dings and things. We're out of here. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow after Twins baseball.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.